Hello, Ed Bell with you. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Chef Norman Van Aken's A Word on Food and our Palm Beach Arts Calendar wrap up the show today. But coming up next, film critic Dan Hudak previews the 32nd Miami International Film Festival with festival executive director Jay LaPlante.
Talk about catering to the home crowd. With estimates placing the Latino population between 65 and 70% in Miami-Dade County, it's fitting that the 32nd annual Miami International Film Festival would have a Latin flair. To wit, the festival's opening night film, closing night film, tribute award, and emerging artists are all Hispanic-based, with special emphasis going to Cuba's burgeoning film scene. The festival, which runs March 6th through the 15th, will screen 125 films emanating from 40 countries, including 94 feature films and documentaries, and 14 world premieres. One such world premiere is Dogfight, a documentary from Miami's own Billy Corbin and Alfred Spellman about street fighting right here in South Florida. Here's a piece from the film's trailer.
It's gonna be pain, it's gonna be anguish, and these guys, they fighting for something much, much greater than words can explain. They fighting for a chance at a better livelihood. No rules, no gloves, backyard, bare knuckles. We're in Dade County, P. Ryan.
You could come outside and bullets be flying all over your head.
Da-da 5000, he the Don King of the backyard.
Half of the fighters are convicts.
So for those who don't have a resume, but they have a rap sheet, this is who we do this for.
In addition to the films, there's a screenwriting competition, parties, masterclass seminars, and much more happening over the festival's 10-day run. Here to tell us all about it is Miami International Film Festival Executive Director Jay LaPlante. Jay, thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks, Dan. Great to be here.
You're starting with Wild Tales. It's an Argentinian film. From the description alone, it reminds me of a little bit of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, only from Argentina with today's modern comedy stars. But it's one of five opening night films.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a new concept for us at Miami-Dade College and the Miami International Film Festival. We are experimenting with an opening night in each one of our venues. So not only will Wild Tales be playing, but we have an opening night at O Cinema at Miami Beach, which is the documentary Being Evil, very exciting film. We have an opening at Regal Cinemas on Lincoln Road, Coral Gables Art Cinema, and the Tower Theater, where we're going to be having our Cinema Slam competition. So that's all next week. We have five opening nights.
And you have a Latin theme throughout the festival, but it may not be quite as Latin as I thought it was. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the opening night film is from Argentina. Our closing night film is from Spain. We're giving a tribute to the Cuban independent film artist. So it may seem, just because of those big slots, that it's heavily Latin. But in fact, we have slightly less Latin films than normal. We've got a lot of films from many different places. We've got 40 countries represented altogether. And many of the films are actually touching right on Miami content itself, right here in Miami.
And one of those is Dogfight. We've had Billy Corbin on the show here, the director of Cocaine Cowboys and The U. And this is his latest film, making its world premiere at the festival, about street fighting right here in South Florida.
Yes, we have the world premiere of Dogfight. We're extremely excited about it. I think that it's one of Rencontour's most incredibly touching films. You know, it's really an amazing story, and you know, we're really honored to be premiering it.
Okay, you just said touching, so I can't let this go, because we look at the trailer and we see it's street fighting, it's ex-cons who are going out there and fighting in order to earn money. It doesn't exactly scream touching. So I need you to expand on that for us.
Sure. Well, touching, it's touching to me because these individuals have decided to use street fighting as a mechanism for elevating themselves out of their situation. So they pour their hopes and dreams into it, just the way we see in any type of underdog sports story. You know, it's got a Miami twist, and it's very, very unusual for sure. But ultimately, that's what they're doing, is they're pouring their heart and their soul into using this mechanism to get out of their situation into the big worlds of the MMA. And it is quite a touching journey for some of the characters. Not everyone makes it.
Fascinating. Now, this is one of many Miami film. There's a whole Miami Manifesto section of content, and then there's a Florida focus on filmmakers. We're doing a lot of local programming too, right?
Yeah, I'm particularly gratified by that because we've been supporting Miami filmmakers and Florida filmmakers for some time at the festival. But this year, the quality of the films is just very international in scope. And we have 21 films in the festival that touch Miami in some way or another, including The Strongest Man, which is Kenny Rich's film, which had the world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival just a couple of months ago, and that's in our night competition. We haven't had a Miami shot film in our night competition ever, so it's really exciting for Kenny.
Tell us more about The Strongest Man.
Well, The Strongest Man is, it feels a lot like an early Hal Hartley movie, which I'm a particular fan of. And it's an offbeat character study of a construction worker who is searching for some answer to his generalized feeling of malaise and anxiety. So I don't want to say much more about it other than it's very, very funny. And, you know, it's got that particular Miami quirk that everyone will recognize.
Another distinctly Miami movie, The Record Man. Mark Mormon's The Record Man.
Yeah, Mark Mormon is a phenomenal filmmaker. He's, of course, the director of Tom Dowd and The Language of Music, which was featured at the festival a number of years ago. The Record Man is his new film about Henry Stone, who, you know, is a story that not many people know about. And we're thrilled that Mark made this film. It captures a piece of Miami history that many of us don't know about. You know, he launched the careers of musicians such as KC and the Sunshine Band. I mean, it's just an incredible story.
And that's making its world premiere here at the festival. And then you have another film called Best of Enemies, about the debate between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley. People think of 1968 and conventions, and they automatically go to Chicago. We forget it was also in Miami Beach that year.
That's right, yes. So Best of Enemies is Morgan Neville's film. Morgan Neville won an Oscar for 20 Feet from Stardom, which opened the festival a couple of years ago, and this is his follow-up film. And it's, yeah, you're right, particularly fascinating because it centers on the national conventions of 1968. And the Republican convention was here at the Fountain Blue in Miami Beach. And there's some really fascinating footage in that film.
And then you always have great stuff outside of the screenings, whether it's parties or what I'm focusing on here, the master classes, which is a really great way to get insight into the profession. And you have the Academy of the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, coming just to discuss Hollywood Today, which I think is a great get for the festival.
Yeah, you know, Cheryl's been in the news a lot. She's the Academy's had a lot of press this year regarding issues of diversity, and Cheryl has really addressed those in an incredibly interesting way, and she'll be here to talk about that a little bit further. And we're really honored that she accepted our invitation.
And you have Asian films, French films, short films, and then of course culinary films, which is an area of programming that fascinates me because my assessment for a food movie is how hungry does it make me? Like Chef last year, I was starving after Chef because I thought the food looked that good. Tell us about the culinary programming here.
Yeah, well, this is the third year of our culinary series. It's programmed by Lee Brian Traeger, who's the founder and director of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. So, you know, a man that knows a lot about food. And you're right. I mean, these are mouthwatering films, and every one of them is paired with a meal inspired by the film at a restaurant immediately following. It's the ultimate dinner in a movie experience.
Very smart. And I also want to mention this. My colleague Hans Morgenstern is a juror for you this year for the Screenwriting Prize. Very smart move. Hans is a great guy and very smart critic.
Yes.
How long have you had the Screenwriting Prize? And tell us more about the competition this year.
Sure. Well, the Jordan Alexander Ressler Screenwriting Award has been at the festival for a number of years. This is the first year that we've opened it up to any film written by a first-time screenwriter in the festival. It used to be in the past only for Ibero-American filmmakers, but this year it's from any country. Anyone is eligible who has written their first screenplay. So we have 18 films in total in competition. So Hans and his fellow jurors have their work cut out for them.
And you're showing Citizen Kane. Can never get enough of that on a big screen. Last question for Jay LaPlante, executive director of the Miami International Film Festival. People got one thing out of the festival this year. What would you want that one thing to be?
Magic. You know, there's just a lot to discover on screen. There's a lot of emotions to go through and come out and feel the magic.
In the Magic City.
Yes,
right?
That's
Jay,
right.
Best of luck this year.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks for having me.
The 32nd annual Miami International Film Festival will be held March 6th through the 15th at venues throughout Miami-Dade County. For more information, go to miamifilmfestival.com or call 305-237-FILM. That's 3456. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at punchdrunkmovies.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.